Okay, the Siyata Deshmaya, the Daf Kufchav, has a very important Gemara, which is the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon in regards to Gram Kibur. Now, when I was younger, when I just learned Gemara, I thought that the Machlokes between Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon was whether Grama is Mutter or not on Shabbos. But if you read the Gemara carefully in Kufchav and Mebeis, that my childish understanding was incorrect. Because the Gemara says beferish, that when the Torah says tase, that tells you that a grama is mutter. So the Gemara points out that when it comes to shame, mechikas Hashem, there it says v'batan nishmam in amakom alu asasu kein l'shem l'keif ha'asiu da'aser grama shari. So too, when it comes to melacha on Shabbos, v'osasa ha'melacha asiu hu da'aser grama shari. So grama is actually permissible when it comes to Shabbos. Now, there are many inventions today that have been suggested, some of them endorsed by Rabbanim, some of them received strong criticism from Rabbanim, but many of them were used with the premise of grama. Of course, when there are certain institutes that have introduced grama machines to help doctors and nurses and so on and so forth, so then with the appropriate guidance from Rabbanim, then that can be very, very helpful. Because our Gemara said that technically grama is going to be mutter. How do we pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, and what are examples of it in terms of halacha l'maisa? So in Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Lamedalid Siif Chav Beis, we have gepaskin our halacha of today's daf. Teva she'achaz ba'ur. If you have a bookcase, let's say a box that caught fire, yachal lifros arshel gedim mitzida achar shalot yisarif. Mamish, our Mishnah becomes halacha l'maisa. You could spread out the hide in order for it to protect the bookcase. As well as you're allowed, the Shulchan Aruch says, you're allowed to surround it with a boundary. Even utensils that have water, shevada yisbakul, they'll certainly break. We paskin over here that Gram Kibui is going to be permissible. So the Gemara seemed to say that it's permissible. The question is whether that's a carte blanche heter, because there's a mordechi. And the Ramah says two words. The Ramah adds the mechaber b'makom pseida. He says it's going to be mutter b'makom pseida. In a case of loss, it's going to be mutter. In other words, we saw in our Gemara that Rabbi Yossi was concerned, Adam Bol al Mamona, that we're afraid that when it comes to fires, people are going to just be putting out fires left and right. And therefore, he asered grama, even though grama is technically mutter, he asered grama. So, Rabbi Yossi himself asered grama. We clearly don't paskin that way because of Adam Bol al Mamona. The question is whether in that case we were mekel, but in all other cases we're matir. Or do we say that we only allowed it b'makom seida, that even the chachamim who are mekel on grama were only mekel because of seida? In other words, technically min haTorah it's a davar poshut that it's mutter, because lo sasa chomlocha grama is mutter min haTorah. But when the rabbanan said that you're allowed to put these down, is it because there's a loss? A Jew is suffering a loss. But of course, if we're going to allow people to do melachos al yedei grama, the line is going to get very, very blurred. Or do we say it's heter gomer? And it seems to me that it's a machlokus between two of my great rabbeim in terms of how to understand the mechaber versus the ramah. Let's get contemporary. There was something called the kosher switch that was introduced by some, and Rav Schechter gave a shir on it when it came out. And Rav Schechter said that grama, we're not matter in Hilchos Shabbos, except b'makom seida. So I look back in the Shulchan Aruch, and taka, the Ramah says b'makom seida. It would seem to me that Rav Schechter understood that it's not a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Or Rav Schechter thought even Svaradim should be choshesh for the Shita of the Ramah for some reason, I'm not sure. But either way, Rav Schechter said that this is not a case of seida. To make things easier for a person, that's not enough. That you don't want to have to use, let's say, a Shabbos chak or something like that, that's not called makom seida. Ein hachanami, a grama, if it qualifies as a grama, those cases that qualify as a grama, would be mutter in cases of pseida. But outside of pseida, in such a case, he said it would be osur. Now it's interesting that Mayri Rabbi Rav Nevinzal, and I discussed it afterwards with him after Rav Shechter said what he said, I went back to Rav Nevinzal and I was hearing from Rav Nevinzal something different. And then I went back to him again because I saw in his footnotes his presentation is different. Rav Nevinzal writes as follows: Lefize kol grama muteres. On the words of the Chaber, he says every grama is muter. Va'ayin be'er alocha de remasel de gram. V'das harama muter rak mokum seder. So Rav Nevinzal understands there's a machlokis between the Mechaber and the Rama. And therefore, according to the Rama, it's only muter mokum seder. Obin mekom mitzvah. Now, if you take a look at the halachas of Amir al-Nachri, in Amir al-Nachri, they equate mokum seder and mokum mitzvah. So Mayri v'Rabi holds that not only is grama going to be mutter for Ashkenazim b'makom seida, it's also going to be b'makom mitzvah. And then he goes even further. Lachein mutter lomar l'sfardi la'asos avur Ashkenazim malacha b'grama. Rav Nevinzal's matir for a sfardi to do a malacha for an Ashkenazi b'grama, afilu l'dvar harashus, even if it's entirely l'dvar harashus. So Rav Nevinzal would be much more open, much more broad in terms of, broad is the wrong word, but would give more leeway in terms of using things of grama. However, Rav Nevinzal, I asked him if he would agree with this, and he said most definitely, Rav Nevinzal is not into the Shabbos switch. I just... The Shabbos switch was some type of contraption with grama that the ones who had advocated had suggested it's even better than grama. To describe it, what it does, is in a very, very simplistic way. It's a complex piece of physics. But what it does is that when you move the switch, all you're doing is you're removing the block between these random messages that are being sent from one place to another to ignite the electricity. So you're not even, it's not inevitable that it's going to happen, but eventually, statistically, the odds are that the message is going to be sent, and there's going to be a connection between one and two, and all the switch is doing is just blocking that from going to the other. So all you did was what was referred to in halacha as asaras amoneya. You just were being goring that piece to move, and even then it doesn't happen the first second, because there's these random things. They designed in a way that it's not like when you turn on the switch that it happens automatically. So it was even better than grama. Rav Shechter said it, all of what they made for grama really wasn't better than grama. It's the same shaila of grama. And he was machmir b'makom seder. However, I want to share with you, I've mentioned this in the past, that Rav Nevinzal Shlita, his approach was different. And that is that Rav Nevinzal points out that the Rambam says that when it comes to Shabbos, if a person violates muktzah all Shabbos, the Rambam says he violates l'man tanuach. That, in other words, muktzah, the Rambam seems to say in one place is the Rabbana, yet the Rambam says if you're metaltal muktzah the entire day, then you're over l'man yanuach. So, what's the pshat in Rambam? The pshat is like this, that if you do muktzah once or twice, then you violate the Rabbanan. But the Rabbanan understood that moving muktzah the entire Shabbos is a violation of what the Torah wants of L'man Yanuach. And Rav Nevinzal comments in Hilchos Muktzah, and he says that if someone would create a factory that would work entirely al yedei grama, a factory, that would be an isser of L'man Yanuach. So he agreed that maybe it's possible that one could have argued that according to Svardim, to make a light switch that was based entirely on grama would be mutter, but he agreed that if you ran a house on that, then that would be a violation of l'man yanuach. So there's a meta issue that's at play, and that meta issue becomes very fascinating. So two different approaches of why two of my great rabbeim were not excited about these new contraptions, but of course there are instances where they'll have value in terms of helping cholim, and in other instances of Sorah.